your shine's on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our podcast, we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, general geek news.
Yeah, stuff.
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Good.
Doing a little bit of free format today. We put a message out on the Facebook and some of our social media sites, having people give us some topics they wanted us to talk about.
Yes, you know, some things, some ha-has, tee-hees, curiosities. Right.
So one of the things that tickled our fancy and got our curiosity the most was a Monkey Man on my personal page, because I shared it on there as well, said that he wanted us to talk about Spray Cheese Thanos.
Spray Cheese Thanos. Now, for the casual listener, that's not an inside joke. We have no idea what that meant.
We have no idea what Spray Cheese Thanos is. So we have some directions we think we can go in with it. But first, we want to call Monkey Man.
See what he said.
No, what he meant about Spray Cheese Thanos. So we're going to put him on speakerphone here. He might not answer because he has no idea we're calling him
right now. We're doing it live.
Sometimes he answers. Hello, sir. This is Matt Man and Tommy Two Stars calling you from Deep Fried Geeks Podcast World. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're great. Are you working, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we will not take up too much of your time.
You're okay.
We were very curious that you said you wanted us to talk about Spray Cheese Thanos.
Spray cheese and Thanos.
Okay.
I gave you like three options. Spray cheese, Thanos, and then I gave you what Green Lantern is better.
Right.
John Stewart or Hal Jordan.
But you didn't put a comma in between Spray Cheese and Thanos.
So we were confused.
So we thought
it could be a Spray Cheese Thanos sculpture, I don't know.
Right, so we thought that you wanted us to talk about a Thanos made of spray cheese. So that's what we're going to do.
Just for you.
this podcast is going to be releasing next week. So when this podcast comes out, you can listen to us talk about Spray Cheese Thanos.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you for clearing that up for us. Enjoy working in the place of the ghost of John Dillinger. Enjoy cooking for his ghost.
Yum, yum.
And we will have to have you on the podcast again soon, Monkey Man.
All right, man. Sounds good. All right. Have a nice day.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later.
Weird stuff on Ranker.
Right. So, it was not Spray Cheese Thanos. It was Spray Cheese Comma Thanos.
All right. Now that we've got that all cleared up.
So do we want to talk about Spray Cheese Thanos first?
Yeah,
and then
I do.
We can talk about those two things separately.
Well, first, I would love to talk about Spray Cheese Thanos. Because my imagination's all a blur right now. With the possibilities.
So the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of Spray Cheese Thanos is I think of a little kid making a Thanos out of spray cheese.
Okay.
That's my first thought. Like, he's got a little spray cheese can, and he makes a big spray cheese Thanos.
Statue of Thanos.
And then he has a little cracker who he turns into Cracker America.
Uh-huh. So Cracker America.
So he takes Cracker America, and he's like, huh! And he kicks him, and
for justice.
Each time he kicks him for justice, then he takes a bite of Cracker America. And then he's got Cracker Man, who's Iron Man, and so they're
Cracker
all fighting.
Man, they're all different.
And so he's slowly
the incredible crack.
He's slowly eating away at Spray Cheese Thanos.
See, I thought the complete opposite. I thought someone, somehow, somewhere, took some spray cheese, and somehow it got spurted on the Infinity Gauntlet. And it merged into a being that now has become Spray cheese Thanos. Who wants to take over the world.
So, they make different,
spray cheese?
They make different flavors of spray cheese. So, if Thanos was a spray cheese...
Is there a purple spray cheese?
What kind of spray cheese would he be?
An evil bitter spray cheese.
An evil bitter spray cheese?
Yeah, he's evil.
Alright, we just also signed into Facebook Live,
Tom. We're doing this live.
So right now we're talking about spray cheese Thanos. Everybody give us his ideas. So we're talking about Thanos being a spray. I think he would be pepper jack
is a little bit spicy.
The spicy cheese. Limburger, because maybe he's smelly and sticky.
Smelly, sticky. Man.
What if it was just cheese Thanos? Uh-huh. And not necessarily spray cheese Thanos. So he was just made Thanos. Out of cheese.
So it's like you'd be like an unstoppable Munster. The Mad Titan. So it's gotta be he's the Mad Titan, so there's gotta be a cheese that's like a sounds like Titan.
The Mad Munster cheese the Munster unstoppable Titan Munster. Cheese.
I wanna tie Oaxaca cheese into it somehow because I love saying it.
I think that... Is there a type of cheese called Oaxaca cheese?
Yeah, it's a Mexican
it's
cheese.
It's from Oaxaca?
It's O-A... It's spelled literally O-A-X. Oaxaca.
Well, Oaxaca is a city in Mexico, isn't it?
That's probably
it?
Where it came from.
Okay, so is it kind of like a jalapeno cheese?
Yes.
Okay, because everything in Mexico has to have chilies in it, right?
It has to. It has to. Or corn.
Chilies, corn, or beans.
Or wrapped up in a tortilla.
We're so racist.
That's just how it is. Well, Leviticus isn't here to keep us straight.
I know. You guys have to stop. That was a bad Mexican accent.
He's about to be what, Consuela? Mr. Matt, you don't make fun of Mexicans no more.
No, no, no. So, Monkey Man wanted us to talk, what he told us, right, when we just talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Is he told us that you're supposed to talk about spray cheese.
Spray cheese. Comma Thanos. Comma best Green Lantern.
So, have you ever gorged out on spray cheese?
I never got into spray cheese. I love cheese and all, but spray cheese doesn't taste right
no.
to me.
It was, for me, I loved it because it was the best thing of American cheese, and they put it in a can, and then it became fluffy. So you could literally just tip it back and just spray it in your mouth. And so Monkey Man and I, when we were kids, that was our favorite thing. Like, my mom spray would cheese. Get spray cheese in, and we would just devour
the crap
turns
out of it. And,
and so have you seen the Goofy movie?
Yep.
Because in the Goofy movie, they've got the guy that Pauly Shore voices. Yep. He plays the guy who's
Need cheese,
and he eats all the cheese, and
he's always making the cheese stuff.
So we would take the Ritz crackers, and we would pile all the cheese on it, and then we'd put it in our mouth. Mm. So you're even now. Like, when's the last time you think you ate spray cheese?
Not too long ago, I don't think. I'm pretty sure it was a party I went to where there was spray cheese.
But so you like. You hated it while you were eating it, though?
I don't hate it. It's just like I eat it. I'm like, nah.
You just said you hated it. You're like, I've never really liked spray cheese. I hated it. It's gross. That's what you just said.
I'm pretty sure you're lying. Put the words in my mouth, are you?
So one person watching us on Facebook Live said that you hated it.
I do like the chicken biscuits. That's a good point.
Chicken biscuit crackers? But those crackers don't actually taste like chicken, though.
And spray cheese doesn't taste like cheese.
Those are the ones that are shaped like little pinwheels or something. They have the weird shapes,
they're
right?
Like weird rectangles.
And then and they have like a seasoning spice to them.
Yeah,
the chicken biscuit crackers are pretty good. If you could put any other kind of food into a can form like that, what kind of food do you think you would want to put into a can form?
Oreos.
Oh, okay. spray Oreos.
Like the Oreo delicious. Filling?
Oh, that'd be good. And so you could just have the Oreo filling in a can.
And the wafer crackers, you make it yourself.
Boom!
As thick or as thin as you want the cream.
And that way, you are controlling how much cream is in your Oreo.
Oh, yes. Because
a lot of people have issues that either they love the cream or they hate the cream. Somebody on Facebook Live, Brandon, says that he would put bacon in a can. That is also a good idea. I have seen bacon flavored spray cheese. Bacon. I've seen that before, and I think I've actually gotten it.
And
so it was all right. It was okay, but I think it would have to be like a bacon flavored product. These bacon flavored things are always kind of weird. So if you put actual bacon in a can,
you just shoot out chunks and stab you in the back of your throat. Come at you like a shotgun. Every time you pulled it. Like duck shot.
You know what my also my favorite thing to do with the spray cheese? Is I like to feed it to my dog. It's also fun like whipped cream.
Isn't it so salty though?
It is. But it's great because it's like noodles because you get that long string.
Yeah.
So you can shoot it up and then it's got the you get the long string of the cheese
like goldfish
dripping
poop.
Down and then your dog goes eats it up and like it's spaghetti. Adorable.
See, she knows.
She's getting excited. She's like, Dad, you got the spray cheese? You got the spray cheese? Where's the spray cheese, Dad?
I got the spray cheese outside. Get him.
Sophie, we're recording podcasts and on Facebook Live. Stop barking.
Sophie, you stupid dad.
We don't have Larry around to wrangle her up. Keep her in check.
That's right. We do life live. That's how we do.
So, now, how do we segue into Thanos?
I don't know. That's why you gotta go spray cheese Thanos. Okay. That's
how
the
about
progression.
This? Do you think Thanos would be a fan of spray cheese?
Maybe if it was like tasted like planets or something. I don't
or
know.
Like death. Death flavored spray cheese.
Is it purple?
Thanos doesn't eat planets, though. Galactus eats planets.
But what does Thanos do? He conquers planets.
Galactus has Silver Surfer make him a big can and fill it with planets. He's like, I want spray planet cheese.
Yeah, that just sounds really weird. I don't like spray cheese before. I don't want terrestrial spray cheese.
So, do you think that Thanos is the greatest
villain?
Marvel villain? Do you think he... I mean, he... got the Infinity Gauntlet, right?
And basically, you can do
and when he had it, he killed a bunch of heroes.
He did.
Right? And so, now they're making a whole movie off of him, the Infinity
One
Gauntlet.
Super movie, yeah.
And so, do you think that... Well, I think. Do you think that he's going to be the best cinematic villain we've seen for Marvel?
He might be. He's better than Ultron.
He is better. Ultron was awful, man.
I love James Spader, but...
I was not a fan of Ultron.
It was,
Ultron
like, barely anything to do with Ultron.
His voice... James Spader's voice is what made that the
I
best.
I know. It was great.
For sure. Other than that, I was kind of disappointed by Ultron.
It's like, why are you even here? Go away, Metal Man.
So, I am hoping that I'm not disappointed by Thanos. If Thanos is voiced by...
John Hamm.
Josh Brolin,
yeah.
So, it should be a little bit better.
A little more deep or raspy. Hope they bring up a Goonies reference.
So the other thing that Monkey... A Goonies reference?
Yeah, he was the older brother in the Goonies.
He was the older brother in the Goonies, right? And they broke that statue. They had the David statue that had the male genitalia on it. And it broke off. That's the beginning of the movie. So the male genitalia breaks off the statue. And Sean Astin is all upset because that's his mom's favorite part of the statue is the male genitalia.
Why do I not remember that? You're making this up.
And so Josh Brolin and then the little Asian guy, not Short Round.
It is Short Round.
No, Short Round is from...
it's the same guy.
No, it's not the same guy, is
not?
It?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay, but what's his name in...
he's a gadget.
Data.
Yeah.
And so Data tries to help them put the genitalia back in
that
the
That doesn't seem right. Why do I not remember that?
So is this just in my dreams? If anybody is on Facebook Live listening to us right now...
If
you want to conclude... that I'm correct about the beginning of
I need to watch
Goonies being
again.
About male genitalia, please let us know, because I'm pretty that sure that's weird. What it was. So, the, you're Googling it now?
I'm Googling it.
What are you Googling?
Let's see if he was Data and Short Round.
Oh, okay, alright. I know that Short Round goes to comic cons and stuff, comic book conventions. But I don't know if he was Data. I want to say you're right. We're looking it up right now. Yeah, that's totally Short Round.
Yep, right there, boom. Indiana Jones, yeah. And the Goonies, and Encino Man.
How does that kid be in three big movies like that, and then never, and just disappear? And
I don't think he's really done much as an adult.
He had to have stopped acting after that.
Let's see what his last credit is. He's still alive, so he's got to be doing something.
What's his name?
Back it up. Jonathan K. Kwan.
Jonathan K. Kwan. Okay. So you're looking up to see what the last thing he was in?
Actor.
Mr. Jones!
Something in 2002.
Wow, okay. Second Time Abroad?
Yep. Second time around.
And
then Something in 97, then Encino Man.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a while.
I wonder what his story is. Do you think he, like, choked on some bad ramen noodles and then had to quit acting?
I can't talk no more! Someone call Dr. Jones.
Call Dr. Jones, please.
He's not that doctor.
So the other thing Monkey Man wanted us to talk about was Green Lantern. For what I want to talk about in Green Lantern, it's not the exact thing that he wanted us to talk about. But did you hear that Warner Brothers finally announced that they're coming out with a Green Lantern Corps movie?
Yeah, I heard about that to tie in.
Yes. And did you hear what the theme kind of is?
Nope.
A Lethal Weapon in space.
What?
Yeah.
So we got like what? Excuse me. An older, wiser Green Lantern who's ready to retire. Who's getting too old for this stuff.
Yep. Old for this shit.
And then what? Hal Jordan comes in and he's like the rookie crazy Green Lantern.
My hopes would it would be Hal would be the one who is the wise one, okay, who's too old for this shit. And then John Stewart comes in as the new, young, excited rookie. And so because that way you can pass the torch off to John Stewart.
Pass the ring.
Yes. I would love to see that.
That'd be kind of funny.
That would be great. Like a buddy cop movie in space.
They are John cops. Stewart. They're intergalactic cops.
They are.
They're peacekeepers.
I think that's a great idea.
Hmm. Okay.
Are you a fan of John Stewart or Hal Jordan more?
Hal Jordan, I don't know. I'm not a Green Lantern person, so I don't know too much.
Me neither. I grew up on Justice League with John Stewart, so I would have to pick John Stewart.
Okay.
All right, Tom. We did have some other topics people want us to talk about. Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Squat cookies.
Tis the season for Girl Scout cookies,
Tom. They are. Oh, my gosh. I'm not ready.
I think they're already coming out. I have not ordered any.
I think you're
any.
Right. I think I've seen them posted up around your favorite local stores.
Have you ordered any Girl Scout cookies
yet?
Not yet. Me neither. What is the movie where an actor goes to the door and like, "You want to buy some Girl Scout cookies?" And it was an SNL guy.
Oh, you're talking about Corky Romano?
Yes. Is that Corky Romano?
Yeah,
is that
where he's
the movie?
Like, his father's like being indicted by the government and he's trying to like go into the CIA to get to prove his innocence or something.
So who is that actor?
It's Chris Kattan.
Chris Kattan.
He's like, "Hey, you guys want some cookies?"
Yeah.
And then they snatch him and he's running. He like has to go to his own house in disguise so they don't like...
We're all over the place today, Tom.
We are.
But my question to you is Chris Kattan the most annoying SNL person ever?
No, there's way more annoying ones than him.
Really? You think so? I'm not a big Chris Kattan
fan.
I thought he was a little annoying. What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Mine is the Samoa.
The Samoa. Funny story. That is also my favorite Girl Scout cookie.
What? Let's make out.
You're going to show on Facebook Live, people. Growing up, I really enjoyed Samoas. As I'm getting older, I enjoy Thin Mints a little bit more.
Diabetes circles.
I like to put the Thin Mints in
the freezer.
I also love,
which are the ones that are like the white vanilla ones? Are those tag
along?
Dosey-dos? Those are my second favorite.
Those are the original Girl Scout cookies.
That's why I'm
Dosey-dos. So good.
They've made it this far.
What?
They've made it this far.
Who made what this far?
The Dosey-do.
Oh, we just got a new like on Deep Fried Geek's page. Hopefully Annie joins us on Facebook Live.
We're live right now,
Annie. Why not just like this Facebook
unlike,
page?
Unlike, quick.
It's two fat guys just talking.
But cookies and spray cheese.
And Chris Kattan. Unlike.
Definitely unlike Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan. You got, there's really nothing left for him to do now. It's not like Will Ferrell who can just keep going, going.
Here's the real question I have for you concerning Girl Scout cookies. What is the highest amount of Girl Scout cookies you've ever eaten in one sitting?
One sitting? I know I've eaten a full box of Samoas in like one of those sleeves of the Do-Si-Dos because they come in like two sleeves.
Yes.
And I've done that in one sitting.
That's a lot. Yeah. What if I told you?
Oh, boy.
I'm hoping my mom is not listening to this.
She was.
Okay. my mother-in-law.
Your mother.
But I hope my mom or mother-in-law stop listening. I hope my wife does not listen either.
Shh. Tell them.
Three boxes.
Gravy in one sitting?
I bought Girl Scout cookies for at work one time.
What and were from they?
Like, it was like Thin Mints in Samoas. So it was like two boxes of Thin Mints and a box of Samoas.
Man.
And in my defense, over the years, the Girl Scout cookies have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller.
You think they're doing that on purpose?
And they have a lesser amount. Oh, yeah. And so, really, there's like four cookies in a box, right? I mean, there's not that many. And so, so I was at work, and it was a slow
business,
night.
It's a sad business strategy with these crafty little girls and their ascots or their scarves they're doing. I don't like it.
And I was at work, and I was a little bored, and I just had the cookies in the office with me, and I just kept putting them in my mouth. And the next thing I knew, they were all gone. So, what I did, I can't believe I'm telling my story right now. So, those were the cookies I was supposed to bring home.
Oh, for your family to share. You ate them all instead.
I know. Shame. Shame. So what I had to do is I had to lie and say that I left them. I forgot them at work.
I had to buy more.
And then I had to go buy more.
Oh, man. Hashtag fat people problems. I feel like I would have done the same
hashtag
thing.
I have a problem. Hashtag Girl Scouts are evil.
Hashtag Girl Scouts Anonymous.
So that is my shameful story. So that's our girl. I think that's enough of our Girl Scout topic. Don't tell my family or Larry or Mrs. Mattman about that story because I'll be in trouble.
When? How long ago was this?
This was a while ago. Okay. This was at.
There's a statute of limitations.
About 3 years ago. Oh. It was a while. It was about 3 years ago.
Okay. You're safe.
All right. Allison wants to know, here are theories on the next Doctor Strange movie.
Okay.
Who do we think is going to be the villain? What it might lead into, tie into, etc., etc., etc.
I didn't know they were going to make another Doctor Strange movie.
Yes, Doctor Strange 2. But before we talk about Doctor Strange 2, we have to talk about the fact that Doctor Strange isn't Thor Ragnarok.
On time out, yeah.
Right. So Doctor Strange is in Thor Ragnarok. What we're seeing so far is that Thor Ragnarok is going to be about Thor looking for Odin.
Odin, yep.
Right. And it's somehow they're fitting in Planet Hulk.
It's kind of a double whammy.
Into it. So, what we can be assume is that the end of Doctor Strange, of that final cutscene with Thor, is that they leave from there and they go together to look
back
for...
Back to Earth to look for Odin?
Maybe to Earth, and then maybe
another
they go...
The realms?
Yeah, and they go to other realms, and he's using the eye to help find them or something.
Interesting.
Right, so Doctor Strange is in that. So then, after that, I wouldn't think Doctor Strange 2 would come out until after Infinity War.
Really? I don't know. I'm curious how they're going to do things after Infinity War. Like, what's the main story? What are they building up to at that point?
What stories could they lead into? The Secret Wars, which I don't know a whole lot about.
That's just like this all-powerful person brings together all these superheroes from across space for his entertainment.
The Collector.
So they could battle. So it's not the Collector.
The Collector has something to do with it, though,
maybe.
I think. Yeah. Okay. So maybe, that might be a little too hardcore.
Yeah. I think they could still do the Maestro.
Okay.
He's always a big... So the Maestro, you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
So the Maestro is a alternate timeline version of Bruce Banner, where the gamma radiation made him go crazy.
Okay.
And so in his timeline, he killed all the other heroes and conquered that timeline. And so he then started jumping from universe to universe, conquering them, gaining more powers, more strength, and
gotcha.
Like trophies and stuff, until eventually he gets to the current one, which is Earth 616. And Bruce Banner just like overloads him with gamma radiation and kind of stops him.
Sounds like an interesting storyline.
It is pretty cool. Because it's like basically like the Bruce Banner that just the other side of the Hulk that just wants
right.
to be evil versus the normal one that we all know okay. and love who just wants to be left alone.
I just want to be left alone. My secret is I'm always angry.
I'm always hungry.
that's my secret. Another neat idea. Another idea is by the time Infinity War is over, Fox could be like, you know what? We give up. And they sell all the rights
back. Take the X-Men back.
And so then they just do X-Men versus Avengers.
There you go. Or.
Or they do, like, the Inhuman story.
Yeah.
Inhumans versus X-Men.
Yeah, at that point they could do the X-Men
something
versus
like
Inhumans.
That. So the new Doctor Strange movie, I think, from what we're looking at, would have to be about Baron Mordo, right?
Baron Mordo in the Dark World, like, delving more into that.
Baron Mordo going out and looking and trying to stop all wizards and sorcerers. Because
there's a lot of other Sorcerer Supremes and stuff that they could go to, like Dr. Voodoo.
There is.
Stuff like that. And he could team up with Doctor Strange to fight Mordo. Mordo!
Yep, and then Benihana Cabbage Patch could grab some people to help
him. That's right. His peeps.
Brandon asks how modern comic books will never be valuable the way comic books from the 90s and earlier are valuable now.
I blame the internet.
Yeah.
And digital comics.
Digital comics, the internet, people making so many of them.
Yeah, flooding the market. Yeah, they're
They're not as rare. And then it's not such an art form anymore.
Yeah.
Because printing is not an art form like it used to be.
It's true.
Back when comic books came out, printing was an art form.
It's true, because more often than not, nowadays when they're drawing them on a computer, and then they just print the pages or just keep
right.
it digital.
And so back then, it was like, reading a comic was a different experience. It smelt a certain way, it felt a certain way, it looked, it had the
power of three colors.
The power of three colors. And four colors. It was a magical experience. And it was all these things that were created for the first time.
Right.
And so, because all the comics that are valuable now are first-timers of things that are delve into our history. So the only things that would maybe be worth is, I would say, if we had to go back to the 90s and find a comic that is worth as much as maybe Action Comics number one might be, maybe Walking Dead number one.
Yeah, probably.
Right? So there might be some, but it's not going to be like going into a box and finding all these first issues.
These new issue treasures are not the same.
Right. So it's definitely a little different.
Time will tell.
Is there anything in pop culture do you think in the future will be, like now we have all the pop culture stuff we have now, do you think there's anything that's going to be worth tons of money in the future? Or you think that kind of day and age is gone?
I don't know. I think it's dying out. The collectible age is dying.
Yeah.
I was about to say like Funko, but it's probably like Beanie Babies, where Beanie Babies aren't worth much anymore.
No, and they make so many Funkos.
It's true.
But the thing about Funkos is they're so adorable.
They are awesome.
I just want to eat them all.
They should make a gummy bear Funko.
That'd be pretty cool, a gummy bear Funko, right?
Wink, wink, copyright infringement.
And then the other thing is, this is more of a joke, right? Allison says, the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow. Which you had to point out to me and remind me that it's a Monty Python joke.
Oopsie.
So, do you think a swallow can fly fast, though?
35 miles per hour.
Did they say that in the movie?
No, I think I looked it up.
They cannot fly. That's fast.
I don't know. I can't remember.
A human can run like 5 miles an hour, right?
The fastest a human can run is like 25, 30 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
All right, I'm Googling it right now, son. The internet.
I would say 10 miles per hour is the fastest a human can run.
I'm looking it up.
You like maybe in a spurt, they could run a like spurt? In a spurt for 25 miles an hour.
All right, let's see. The fastest human land speed.
Okay. What are you seeing? You're saying 25 miles?
25.
I'm saying tops 10. What is the fastest that you can shove pizza rolls in your mouth?
I don't know. 28.
28 miles per hour.
Maximum. That's the fastest a human's ever gone. 28 miles per hour. So you're allowed to run in a school zone. Whoever you are.
Who is the fastest man on Earth?
Usain Bolt, yeah.
Right? Wrong.
It's not.
The unpopular answer is fact Justin Gatlin. In 2011, he ran 100 meters in 9.5 seconds. Fastest time that a human's ever run. Smashing Usain's by 0.13 seconds. He was twice banned for drug-related offenses.
Ah, see? Steroids!
That's pretty fast, man.
That goes right, son.
That is pretty darn fast. So look up how fast the swallow is.
What was it?
The unladen swallow. How fast can you swallow something? I can swallow stuff pretty fast. I'm a fast eater, I've been told.
I eat pretty fast.
You do eat pretty fast.
Wow. That was good. Thank you.
We'll be like eating together and I'll look up and it'll just, everything you're eating, I'll just be completely gone. Like, what's going on?
31 to 40 miles per hour, the swallow flies.
Okay.
So people on the internet, if Tommy Two Stars is a fact, it's probably true.
Yeah, Tom is usually right about stuff. So if you're ever listening to us and I say something and Tom disagrees, most of the time Tommy's Two Stars is correct.
He's full of stupid facts that he doesn't need to know. So full in there. Most of it's full of crap and bologna.
Do you like bologna?
I love bologna.
Is bologna your favorite food, you think?
No, it's not my favorite food. Probably one of my favorite lunch meats.
Really?
If I had to make a bologna sandwich for the rest of my life.
What do you put on a bologna sandwich?
I like to vary up my cheeses, but just pretty simple. Mayonnaise, potato bread, whatever cheese I feel like that day.
Potato bread, mayonnaise, and bologna.
Mm-hmm.
I like ketchup on my bologna sandwich.
Ketchup?
I'm not a big bologna guy. If I do eat bologna, I like it heated up.
A little warm.
So I will
pan-fry. Do you like German bologna or regular bologna? Like Americanized bologna? Like,
if I had to pick, I'd pick German bologna.
German bologna is really good.
Americanized bologna is a little weird.
Oh, I love bologna.
My bologna has a first name. It's B-O-L-A.
No, it's O-S-C-A-R.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
My bologna has a second name. It's F-U.
So I hope that you've enjoyed this week of Deep Fried Geeks talking about a bunch of bologna.
Bologna. Cheesy fantasy bologna.
Sometimes we do these cool little Facebook Live videos. You can always join us on those. We never have a specific time for them.
We just go live. We Google Live.
But you can like us on Facebook at Deep Fried Geeks.
Follow us and you'll be more apt to see when we go live.
You can also follow us on Twitter, Tom.
Yep.
You can also follow us on Instagram, too. Yep. And you can always contact us at deepfriedgeeks
@gmail.com or listen to us at iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher.
Look at you. You're good.
Pretty soon, if I keep this up, I might be Tommy Three Stars. So.
Puny Spray Cheese Thanos! Hulk eat you!
Hulk eat all spray cheese!
Hulk put spray cheese in mouth!
Nom 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 nom.
Keep calm and geek on!